My name is Mia.
And I'm Joshua.
And our dad, Dr. Joshua Todd, is bringing a brand new season of
Statured Sons
and Daring Daughters. In this podcast, you're going to hear a kingdom perspective on what God is doing in our generation and in everyday life. Stories of great victories, testimonies, hopeful heroes, and so much more. Thanks for tuning in. We know you'll be blessed to hear this.
Bye.
Isn't that just great? Don't you just love when your kids pick up on your passion? I just think it's so important as they were kind of watching me set up my office to take a next step into my podcast. They really just wanted to get on the mic and talk into it and speak into it. And I was like, you know what? Why don't you guys just kind of gather around and let's write it together, a little intro for a new season of sonship and daughtership episodes that are coming. I call Statured Sons and Daring Daughters, where I want to highlight some of the great leaders that are both emerging and established already and help hearts turn towards one another. And they were just so excited to be part of it. And so I want to tell you, even before you get into all of the things that Kingdom Leadership asks of you, to really take time to receive a prophetic blueprint for your children and to walk it out with them. You're the only one that can do this in their life when it comes to providing and fulfilling that natural parenting role. God has gifted you, whether you've adopted them or you've had them biologically, they are your responsibility and God's heritage. So take some time to do that. I love that intro. Wasn't that great? Hey, listen, I'm excited. Here we go. Let's get ready. A brand new podcast with me, Dr. Joshua Todd. Somebody recently asked me, well, what did you think about your time in Lakeland, Florida? And what do you think about that region? And I'll tell you, I can't really talk about Lakeland without first talking about my buddy, Derek Kirkman. Now, Derek and I had a pretty amazing meeting. It was after Derek had seen a prophetic class that I was facilitating with our school, Kingdom Leadership Institute. And somehow I ended up having Derek and his wife, Ginger, as part of this class. And I remember running around the room during one of the prophetic activations and, knowing that the Lord was speaking mightily, but yet having these folks zooming in into this meeting who I needed to prophesy to as part of the activation and running over to Derek. And I remember looking in the camera saying, Derek Kirkman, I see your grave, I see your headstone, and I see RIP, but it doesn't stand for rest in peace. It means resting in pieces and how the pieces are coming together to bring you into a place of rest. Now, that's pretty amazing. First off, even the fact that I remembered prophesying that was pretty amazing. But then on top of that, to even kind of speak that in that moment, not knowing the level of transition that Derek and Ginger were in at that time in their lives, to a few weeks later, them saying, hey, could we possibly drive up to Jacksonville in Northeast Florida to see you, spend some time with you, get to know you a little bit? I feel like you're a part of the shift we're in, not sure exactly how or why. But I remember even agreeing to that and allowing them to, to come in and spend time together. And I was thinking to myself, man, yeah, they can drive up, but I don't have a whole lot of time on my calendar for people that I'm not in relationship with, because frankly, I was kind of at the fullness of my ability to be faithful to those to whom I am assigned. And so I was like, yeah, if you can make the drive, I'll certainly make it. I'll make it, make time for you to spend with you if you feel like it's worth it. And I did not realize their trajectory. I did not realize how God was defining the relationship. And so that being the case, I said, well, that's fine, and kind of hung up the phone. And then, of course, the Spirit of the Lord just came into my office where I'm sitting right now and said, you're going to honor this prophet of God, and you're going to make his journey easier and bear the burden. You're going to drive and meet him rather than him making that trip to come see you. And so that really threw me into somewhat of an organizational tailspin. I had to kind of come up with a way to make the trip. And so that being the case, I did so. I put it on my calendar. I worked half a day and drove down to Cocoa Beach area, found a Starbucks, and I'm sitting there waiting for this guy to come. And so he did come. And when he walked up to me, I kid you not, I'm looking at a man and I'm seeing another prophetic personality that's very well known in the mainstream prophetic arena transposed onto this guy's face. He sits down with me, and little did I know that that person that I saw became a key to a dream he had been having with that same personality, and how he understood his transition. And, you know, the Lord was just able to kind of inject me into Derek's life and inject Derek and Ginger into my life and my family's life and then our ministry life in a way that really created a bond. So it was during this time, as Derek was really on his way, him and Ginger, on transition to Lakeland, where the Lord gave me my first dream about Lakeland. Without getting into a lot of specifics about the dream that has been, you know, taken through the prophetic process, I realized that God had something in mind when it came to Lakeland. And because of the dream and the understanding of the dream, the timing of the dream, I realized that there may be something on the on the horizon when it came to this specific region. And I want to get into that a little bit here shortly as we move into what I believe is the Lord's heart for Lakeland, Florida, coming up soon here with me, Dr. Joshua Todd. I hope you've been enjoying this segment as I get into what the Lord reveals about Lakeland, Florida. But before I move into what we're going to do next, I want to just remind you that as we grow the participants of Statured Sons and Daring Daughters, we're going to have some tremendous kingdom voices where I hope to present to you the opportunity to really receive the gold. I want my job to be to mine out the gold of these leaders and make sure that you can receive fully from them. So as we do that, I want to announce to you very excitedly that we are going to have the one and only Derek Kirkman. Yeah, the guy that I'm talking about on this episode of Statured Sons and Daring Daughters. As I get into discussing that really profound meeting we had, how God's using him now, I'm going to let him speak into some of his passion points and make sure that you can hear from him. I've also got other guys I'm going to invite. I can't tell you who they are, but I'm going to tell you that in the upcoming months and seasons on Statured Sons and Daring Daughters, you're going to hear from some of the really great men and women in the kingdom of God, some already established in their ministries, others emerging, others brand new. My daughter, as you may have heard, calls these hopeful heroes, people that we can really cling to, listen to, and receive fully as being sent from God. And as you remember, as you recall on some of the writing that I've done, honor truly does release the anointing. Honor truly does set us up to get the best, what God says about someone, and make them put a demand on the Spirit to help them become the people God is calling them to be. So we have that great opportunity here in the kingdom of God. And so I want to encourage you, please take a moment to look at what's coming up here on my podcast with Dr. Joshua Todd as we really get into some of the exciting things here. I want to get back to what we're talking about today, the Lord's heart for Lakeland, Florida, coming up next. Yeah, so I have this dream, and then I have this intersection with Derek Kirkman, and you know, it was a amazing time sitting down at that Starbucks in Cocoa Beach as he was telling me about his migration, moving into a greater level of prophetic leadership, which is something, if you know me at all, you know I'm passionate about. Matter of fact, probably one of my primary callings is to deal, operate, and encourage, strengthen the prophetic ministry. And so that being the case, truly, this was a great opportunity to hear from this man of God and his journey to Central Florida. And, you know, it was so neat to think about the way that I had in 1998 had this encounter with the Lord where, you know, I had essentially on my way to minister. I had two young guys, you know, driving me there. I'm sitting in the back seat. These are some of my favorite people in the world. They're blessing me by driving as I have my laptop open and I'm just pouring into preparation to do a freedom ministry in that region. And I go into prayer and, you know, I find myself in this experience with the Lord where I'm, you know, standing there in a dark room looking at a map of the United States. And as I do, I watch as these little golden lights all around the United States begin to flicker, even little cities, little lights where the cities are. And I watch them trying to grow in their brilliance, but then being pushed back down. And then even the room itself began to feel this oppression. All of a sudden, I felt like a man walking behind me. And Jesus himself walks by me in this vision and slaps the map, which is like this table that begins to flip around. And as it does, all of these golden orbs of light begin to rearrange on the map. And I'm looking at it going, wow, what is happening? And I noticed this tremendous migration coming into the state of Florida, and how when it happens, there is this there's this state on fire that begins to grow in brilliance. And I was focused in on our region, obviously, here in Northeast Florida, but this, it began to grow in such brilliance. It began to break through the darkness that was on the map and in the room. And then as it couldn't, it's not like the darkness could no longer hold it back. It exploded with brilliance, and the lights were sent out over the map into other regions and then began to overwhelm those regions. So it was this massive migration that led to this breakthrough at a regional level. So here I am sitting with a guy from Montana, and we're talking about his transition into Central Florida. And I begin to speak prophetically without knowing it into some really strategic keys for his life. Now, I can tell you just right now that he's done the same thing for me since our relationship began. But that being the case, he went back to Montana with Lakeland in his sights, but felt the Lord call him to a time of respite, coming and becoming part of our Kingdom Center for 9 months. Isn't that interesting timeline? 9 months for some real specific and intentional work with the ministry, with the Company of Prophets, the Eagle Company of Prophets, and got to see and experience that, and then went into transition into Lakeland. And so I had this dream about my involvement in Lakeland. And, you know, right at that same time, and in that, I can honestly say it was never on my mind. And yet here I go in this transition to move towards an opportunity to go to Lakeland, which you may have known I was just there in June, at the end of June. So the reality was I found myself coming into a situation where, you know, I was able to come in and experience, you know, if you know me at all, you understand how I function when it comes to territory and region. I'm standing in this region and I'm experiencing the reverberation of God's passion in the ground, which was literally making my knees shake in a very good way. And yet the prophetic heartbeat of the land and the people that God had assembled there for purpose was just almost overwhelming. Derek invited me to come in, and I got to come in and meet with a prophetic team that's increasing there and able to speak. As you know, or may know if you know me, I'm called to move and speak into prophets. They're primarily, you know, I am as a great dear prophet of mine in my life that I run with said to me, you know, I'm chosen to prophets. And I was able to minister deeply by the Spirit of the Lord into their lives on a Friday evening at his home there in Lakeland after he got settled, and him and Ginger had been spending a year really having tremendous influence in that ministry in that region. And then I was able to come right into it because a prophet had kind of prepared the way for me to come. And I believe that's one of the real highlights of Derek and my relationship has been where there's been a sense of mutual validation and shared honor that has really worked together to get representation really in one of what I believe have come to believe is one of the most strategic regions in the state of Florida, which is one of the most strategic states in the nation and certainly one of the most strategic nations in the earth. And so here I am feeling the heart of God and knowing that at the beginning of the year, the Lord had made a very specific request of me. I call it a request, not that it was ever optional, right, with God, but it was something that that was shocking to me at the end of 2020 when Holy Spirit began to minister to me that wherever I would go in 2021 to show God's distaste and disdain of social distancing, that I would practice heavenly distancing. And he said, you know, you're going to release hands-on healing in 2021. And so wherever you go in 2021. This was all him speaking through the word to me on specifically the passage where I see Jesus dealing with lepers, and the passages where he deals with lepers, and how he was embracing the socially unacceptable, embracing with hands on healing. He said, you're going to go into regions, and wherever you go, Joshua, you have to be willing to lay hands on every person who wants to receive ministry. So when it was at the beginning of the year with some of my Brazilian friends and smaller remnant ministries where you have 30 or 40 people, you know, laying hands on them is not a huge deal. But when it comes to, moving with the kind of number of people that I might experience in this trip, I knew that if I agreed to it, I had to make it very clear to the leaders of that ministry that if I do come, I will have to minister, hands on to any person who wants to receive hands on ministry. And if the ministry is not comfortable with that, I won't be able to do it. Well, these guys were awesome. They were like, well, you know, go ahead and we want whatever the Lord wants to release through you into the body here. So I came down yet again after that Friday, had a powerful meeting of leadership with the leadership team on a Saturday morning, 3 hours of nothing but kingdom preaching with a great group, group of leaders that we were all kind of undone when it was over. And then they said, come on back down for a leaders retreat with our leadership team and minister a few nights here. Then we'll have you stay over and minister on a Sunday morning. And I was like, I'm going to have to lay hands on everybody. And I had no idea, honestly, the church attendance, I don't really pay attention to details like that, but it turns out it was quite a few more people than I thought. And so I go down here and see the Lord releasing authority, kingdom authority in the region of Lakeland, because the Lakeland region is so strategic. So I end up going there and, I end up laying hands. I think they said, I don't know how many people there. It took me 4 hours. And every individual, this is how I tune into what God is doing and what he wants in the region here. Every individual that I minister to receives something fresh. And I think there was about 200 received something fresh and unique. A lot of gift of prophecy, the prophetic, not gift, but prophetic release. A lot of supernatural healing, emotionally, some physical healing coming, deliverance happening, nothing that was strange in any way, but powerful release of kingdom reality. And it was true kingdom conquest. And so the reality of this was that because of what God wants in this region, the way he responded to the hunger in the people was really strategic and gave me insights and clues. And as I laid hands on them and received testimony after testimony from those people, I can tell you it was so powerful to watch God move, so powerful to be in that beautiful, holy chaos, yet divine order, where the Lord, by the Spirit of the Lord, through the word of the Lord, through his representative leadership, he began to touch, heal, and deliver those that I was able to kind of come in contact with. And so that was a powerful, powerful day. And I'll tell you, it really set me up for the strategic understanding of the region, which I'm going to share with you what I believe God is saying about the region here coming up next. Here on this special time with me, your host of this podcast, Dr. Joshua Todd. Friends, are you looking for one of the most strategic ways to increase and grow in your kingdom leadership? Well, I want to tell you about an exciting school, an international influence that right now is expanding, and I have the honor of serving as the vice president of. That is Kingdom Leadership Institute. Now, Kingdom Leadership Institute is different than most ministry schools. What do I mean by that? Well, I can tell you, as the Lord has called me to move around this earth, I have seen that one of the greatest needs we have in the kingdom of God is strong kingdom leadership. This is the kind of leadership that Jesus exhibited and still exhibits, the kind that his body needs. And I have found that Kingdom Leadership Institute for me became the culmination of a lot of the work and training and excellent fathering that I was involved in. And it is such a great opportunity. One of the great things about it, one of the several great things about it, is that when you apply to become a student of Kingdom Leadership Institute, you literally provide the school with all of the experience you have in the kingdom to be part and matriculated as part of your diploma pathway, your diploma degree at the bachelor, master, or doctorate level. Now, this is becoming quite the influence, quite the force to be reckoned with. We've made it available to you to watch modules online as well as have the opportunity to participate in some regional impartation and activation. And you're going to be able to come into a setting where the Lord will begin to use this to really sharpen the sword in you. And I can tell you from my own experience, being in seminary traditionally, being in other ministry schools, Kingdom Leadership Institute releases something into your life that if you're hungry for it, you will be filled with it. And it is powerful. So go ahead right now, take a look at www.klitraining. That's klitraining.com. You can sign up for a free training module to see what the classes are like. You can learn about fathering, about sonship, about the apostolic, about ecclesia, about the prophetic. You can learn more about kingdom leadership there. No matter where you are in the world, we're making it available for you. We're getting ready to launch new languages, new locations and satellites. And maybe even I'll have the opportunity to meet you face to face sometime at a KLI training event near you. Hope you're blessed today. Join us today. KLI Training, Kingdom Leadership Institute. It's leadership that will change your life. I think if I had to essentially sum up what I was feeling as I came into Lakeland, and I'll put my more analytical hat on for this, spiritually speaking, it was much like when, you know, because of the positioning, where it's located geographically within the state of Florida, which is, you know, the fire is in Florida right now. People are migrating. The state itself is growing in strength. We have righteousness in legislation. We have corruption being uprooted. The prayers of the remnant, the intercession is really plowing through. We have emerging, maturing ecclesias. And great kingdom leaders here. That being the case, as I was standing there in the ground, standing on the ground in Lakeland, could feeling in the ground what God's passion point was. The strategic location has to be understood, a place in between two very influential gates, one to the east, one to the west. That is, Orlando is an international city. And Tampa, another international city. And then you have this place right in the middle, which is carved out almost as a place, I believe, that signifies or prophesies, is a better way of saying it, the destiny for kingdom leadership in that region. And so I think about, you know, the discussion with Jesus. And I think about when he encounters this Samaritan woman at the well and begins to speak to her about the reality of spiritual worship. Now, my spiritual father actually worked with Derek Kirkman to produce a training as part of KLI called Spiritual Worship, and has a book, Spiritual Worship. And the reality is that I believe this is the destiny of Lakeland, that it is a region of true and authentic worship, where worship leaders, worship understanding and teaching, where authority in worship, where worshipful lives will come out of what I believe would be a retreat setting, a school of terrainous setting, and where individuals would come to be part of the reserve purpose of that land, connect with leadership and grow in that specific area of leadership, of spiritual reality, and operate in that level of authority. And as a gate of worship, releasing to the state prophetic worship leaders, prophetic worshipers, revivalists, even, whereas our region here is more reformer. There's revival in that region, as you've seen by some of the outpourings that have happened. Not that we're obviously handled in the best way or had the best people out front of those moments in time in every case. But the reality is the outpourings that are come in that region are really indicative of God's heart. Now, what I picked up when I was there the first time was that quite the opposite. God asked me to prophesy to dry bones in that region straight out of Ezekiel and to declare the breath from the wind of God, carrying the breath of God into the bones of people there and bringing an end to desert-like conditions so that there would be a move of the Spirit to bring flesh upon bone. Now, here's the powerful thing about that. I saw that begin to occur and saw the hunger that you have to have present. But remember, hunger is not only the It's not the only kingdom pillar that we need to be talking about, but you have that there maturing and growing in that region. I believe Lakeland as a terrainous region, I believe it's a place where a place where there ought to be a school that attracts students from the nation to enter into a time away to experience the full Selahs of the Spirit, if you will, a full marinating and a digestion of kingdom leadership, of spiritual reality, of Bible and scriptural basis foundations. And so some of the calls to have education there, I believe, are really accurate and encourage us to pray in that direction. Even as I prepare to turn to that region again, my heart is to pray into an existence, a manifestation of that reality. So we need to see that in our Florida. We need to have that in Florida. Whereas our region is different, every region has a purpose. I believe that being very strategic, and God is already moving. If you go down there and walk around for 10 minutes, you meet somebody who is gifted in worship, gifted in leading it, gifted in entering into it. And so that's not the reality in every other region. So as Florida has become a critical state in the move of God here in the nation in a new way, I believe you're going to see regions begin to cross-pollinate to increase the stature of our state into an entirely different way. So I look forward to being back down there. I look forward to opportunities to speak into the region more, to get my feet there on the ground, to experience a greater level of understanding and to receive God's heart. It was so cool. I was there at Heart of the Father, and I asked them, are you going to represent the Heart of the Father? As many in our generation misunderstand the Heart of the Father, and they think God is a boogeyman, a dictator, someone who couldn't care less about them, when quite the opposite is true. Yes, he knows what he wants. Yes, he wants us to get what he wants. He gives us power to get what he wants. But ladies and gentlemen, the heart of the Lord for Lakeland, I believe it is simply to come in and take over that region with kingdom leadership, with the reality of a move of God that I believe is coming to that region for a specific purpose, for us to have rend the heaven worship. And I hope you'll pray into that. And I have so enjoyed being with you today on this podcast. Look for more coming with me, Dr. Joshua Todd, as we move forward together and we get to talk to some statured sons and some daring daughters.
Today you heard my dad talk about that God has purposes for regions, states, nations, and all the nations in the earth. He shared with us that God's heart for Florida's fiery passion. I want to have that passion. I want to be a leader that represents Jesus. I want to be a statured son, and one day I want to be a fantastic father.